Her scalp prickles. She gets up, goes into the bathroom, returns with the notepad. 8304-6805-2235. She puts the pad beside her iBook and peers into the red cloud cover of numbers partially masking the T-City. There it is. The streets directly beneath it are small and twisted, down toward the bottom of the peninsula that forms the T's upright. Although, she reminds herself, she has no reason to believe this the representation of any island, actual or imaginary. It might be a T-shaped segment extracted from some larger map, though the streets, if they are streets, align with its borders. Remember the whiteout when they kiss, as though something explodes overhead? If you've been following FFF, you'll know that that set off major Blitz reverb in our British posters. Various proofs that our story is set in London in the 40s, none ultimately convincing, but that whiteout, blank screen. Taki says that Mystic decrypted this graphic from that whiteness. As to how blankness can yield image, I do not pretend to know, though I suppose that is the question, ultimately, that underlies the entire history of art. Nonetheless, where are we with this thing? If each segment is watermarked with one of these numbers, then the action in each segment seems to be mapped here, and we have for the first time a geography of sorts, and possibly, if we knew the numbers for each segment, a formal order. I've entered them all in a database and don't see that they are sequential. Suspect random generation and or random assignment. Daryl is looking into a graphics bot that only searches maps. Meanwhile, exhausted, baffled, but unhealthily excited, I remain Parka Boy. She stares at the T-Bone City. She phones Pamela Mainwaring.